UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and Barry is telling us about this terrorist attack that took place yesterday, and what happened, of course, was this Palestinian got this loader and starts driving it down Jaffa Street and overturning cars, overturning a bus, running over people. He killed four. I don't know how many he wounded, but an awful lot of them. But the significant thing is that the police refused to do anything. They were there. They were armed. They could have shot him, and they absolutely refused to do what was logical. So you pick up the story there, Barry.
Well, try and imagine taking a gun from a policeman in America. That's what Moshe Platzer did. He saw police, I believe it was a police woman, doing nothing. He took her gun, and he climbed on the loader, and he shot him. Now, we had a show when it happened. The Mirkaza Rav Yeshiva in March was attacked by a terrorist, and I had a friend who was in the room above the killing room, which was the library, and I had a very exclusive point of view. He was lying on the floor for what he claims was 40 minutes before the police arrived. So the actual killer of the terrorist was a civilian named David Shapiro, who happens to be Moshe Platzer's brother-in-law. Now, don't consider this in some way a conspiracy theory. It's just what happens, that Shapiro's brother-in-law killed a terrorist a few months after Mirkaza Rav. The police, now here is something that happened, and I made note of it. The crowd booed the cops. On the street there was a lot of people. A lot of people came out for one thing, he overturned a bus, and there were 46 young people inside the bus, and they had to be rescued. Whenever a cop showed up, he was booed. The Israelis booed their cops. And according to the report in Hebrew, they screamed, "Lama lo yoritim?" Why didn't you shoot? Why didn't they shoot? Now, the explanation we're being given is because they were afraid of going to jail. The courts in Israel will send a Jew over an Arab to jail. No matter what the circumstance, you kill an Arab, you go to jail. And the cops are scared to shoot an Arab. Otherwise, I mean, there's no other way to explain why all the cops, none of them tried to stop the terrorists. None of them. I can't think of a country in the world whose police would behave like that.
Well, of course, the incident you were mentioning that occurred several months ago was at a Jewish school where the terrorist goes in and starts shooting all the people at school or university, one or the other, and the police arrive, and then they don't go in. They just let him stay inside and continue to shoot people. That was what was so unexplainable. I think it was one of the people inside who actually killed.
That was the headquarters of religious Zionism. It was a yeshiva, actually,
right.
A seminary.
Right.
That's the translation of yeshiva, seminary. That attack, the police let it happen. There's no question about that. But what happened yesterday, I don't believe, was a case of deliberate negligence. I just think the country can't rely on its police to defend the people anymore. So it's that simple. Okay, no more explanation than that. The police are too frightened to use their weapons to kill terrorists nowadays. But let's go to the original subject that you brought up, which, yeah, let's face it, you have a terror attack, you've got to talk about it first. Now we'll talk about Sarkozy. Are we ready?
We are ready.
Okay, now, we know the story from last week. We know that Sarkozy had to have been the target, but it's hard to explain because of the media shutdown And I've been getting emails all week long, what's going on? The media isn't telling us anything, where are the police, and so on and so forth. It's a closed issue. They don't want this story to get out. And I tried, believe me, I tried to get the media interested. Not a chance. It didn't work. There seems to be no courage in anyone covering Israel. The reports by Israeli writers are just, well, they're good at criticizing, but they're not good at finding out what's behind anything. Now, the Druze is a sect of Islam that does not commit suicide. You go to hell immediately. You're in eternal hell if you kill yourself. But this Druze, of course, supposedly shot himself through the head with an M16 and then fell off a roof because the kickback of the M16 pushed him off the roof. Believe me, I've shot M16s. There's no kickback. And I've seen people shot during the Lebanon War. They don't go flying. That's just stuff from the movies. You know, cowboys going through plate glass windows when they're shot. It's all nonsense. That's not what happens when you're shot. Somebody had to have shot him. Now, there are two possibilities here, but I want to point out something on the film. And you can see the film. Go in to Google and write Sarkozy Ben Gurion YouTube, and you can actually watch what I'm about to describe.
Well, I think, Barry, it's important that our listeners understand. This was an incident that took place at the airport. I assume it was in Tel Aviv. And, of course, there is Perez is there, and Olmert is there, and they're bidding goodbye to the Prime Minister of France, Sarkozy. And so they're suddenly they've got a band, and everybody's shaking hands and smiling, and then suddenly a shot rings out. And, of course, well, I'm going to let you tell the story now. That's the background to
what
happened.
Well, that's the background. I didn't want to repeat myself. We did a half a show on that last week.
I know we did, but sometimes we have new listeners.
Now, the solution. On this video, you see something very strange. Just Sarkozy's got his foot on the steps to the plane, and Perez takes his wife aside and starts jabbering. He keeps her off the steps. And to my way of thinking, that was deliberate. If there's an assassination, Perez is part of it. He is the serial killer of Israel. And if you have two people climbing the steps, well, you're not going to get a clear target. So he takes her aside. And then the shot rings out. Now, after that, she set a new record for the 100-yard up the steps into the plane dash. She ran ahead of her husband. She ran ahead of everyone. I mean, she was, look, she's a woman. I guess you're allowed to act like a woman when you're shot at, which means like running fast from the scene. Men are supposed to be a little calmer in the face of bullets. Nonetheless, Perez tried to hold her back, and then the shot was heard, but it did not kill Sarkozy. Now, we get to the Druze soldier, and, well, there's two possibilities. First of all, let's look at the possibility that he's the shooter of Sarkozy. If that's the case, it's kind of good in a way for Israel. At least a Jew didn't kill him. And then they could cook up some story that he was opposed to French treatment of Druze in Lebanon, and just cook up some story to blame the Druze. So he would be handy if, in fact, he were programmed to kill. And I want to tell you, Israel does program killers. Boy, does Israel program killers. And this is no fooling around. I'll give two very, very quick examples. If you get my books, you'll find a lot more. But the first is the Hebron pullout of March 97. The Netanyahu's cabinet doesn't like it. So they pull Noam Friedman out of the Talbiyah Psychiatric Institute in Jerusalem, where he has been for at least 6 weeks. And I'm told reliably that he spent 6 months in there. Now, what was done to him, we don't know, but they let him out on the morning of the vote on the Hebron pullouts, unconditional pullout, and give them an M16. Okay, they give this psycho an M16, put him on a bus to Hebron, where in front of the cameras of three networks, he shoots up the markets. And that night, of course, the cabinet, under world pressure, approved the Hebron withdrawal. That was stage killer number one. The other one was just before the Gush Katif pullouts. And I told them I was in the Gush Katif. I gave a speech. It obviously didn't move many people. Nonetheless, they asked me what's going to happen. I said, based on the Hebron pullouts, you're going to have a Jew murder Arabs. There's going to be a massacre just before you get pulled out, so there's no public sympathy whatsoever for your removal. And then, what do you know? You have a soldier, Natan Aden Zada, who has spent 2 months in an IDF psychiatric hospital. Then he's released, and for some reason shows up at Fartapur, Kahana's town in Samaria, and then he goes and shoots up Shparam, an Arab village near Haifa. Now, there's much more to the story, but these are program killers.
All right, because this is very much the Manchurian candidate. This is the sort of thing that was developed by the Chinese communists and probably working in concert with the CIA. We saw that in the United States with the shooting of President Kennedy, Bobby Kennedy. Of course, Saran standing in front of Bobby Kennedy, shooting at him. But, of course, none of his bullets hit. Bobby Kennedy is hit from behind. But, of course, that's never brought out except by the coroner. And so Saran, when he gets into prison, he says, I don't remember what happened. And to this day, he says, I don't remember anything that happened that evening. I think he was a program killer. The only trouble is he didn't kill Bobby Kennedy. We'll be back in just a moment here with our special guest, Barry Shamish. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Once, America was led by real politicians. Now politicians in the U.S., city, county, state, and federal, are owned and controlled by corporations. We have corporate representatives instead of politicians. Criminal corporate manipulation has caused grain prices to soar to the highest levels in history. Shortages of rice, corn, and wheat now exist in most countries. Natural disasters have put millions worldwide at risk of starvation. Food riots and bread lines occur daily in 30 nations, and not only is that list growing, but it's headed this way. Survival Enterprises are master distributors of the highest quality long-term storage food. foods. Mountain House freeze-dried foods, canned beef, chicken, turkey, butter, bacon, spices, cheese, fruit, and more. We have tons of food in stock now. Call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us, where you'll find what you'll need to keep you and your loved ones secure. And remember, those without food will be servants of those with the food. Call now.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, and of course our guest this afternoon is Barry Shamish, and Barry, of course, is talking certainly about this strange circumstance. Somebody fires a shot, and of course they're trying to get everybody to believe that this Druze soldier went down to the airport. He's one of the guards there. He's got to be guarding the dignitaries, and he commits suicide and then rolls off the roof, and that was what happened. But the question is, was he supposed to shoot Sarkozy? Did he see somebody else try to shoot Sarkozy, and he went after the assassin, and he himself was killed? We'll pick up the story there, Barry, because nobody really knows, do they?
No, interesting you brought up RFK. I was in mail contact with his attorney. He died recently, but when I was doing Rabin, I was sending him Rabin documents, and he was sending me RFK documents, and that the planners must have gone to the same school. Similarities of the two assassinations were just uncanny. Sirhan was certainly Yigal Amir. Let's just say that I got the bullet reports. There were 9 bullets in the wall. Sirhan maybe shot a few, but he sure didn't shoot 9. It's interesting you brought that up. I had a close relationship, but we were certainly helping each other. That's all. You just brought back a little bit of a memory. Now let's go back to the paint killers. I'm not sure that happens. I only give it 10%. I think what really happened is that this Druze soldier was a hero. I think he caught the killer. Remember, the shooting spot was only 100 yards from the tarmac, and it had a clear view of Sarkozy's steps. It was a perfect shot. Look, even with an M16, you could have got him. I remember target practice with M16s. At 100 yards, there used to be cardboard people we would aim at. I would get them. Maybe not accurately, maybe a little too low, maybe it clipped the edge, but I get them just with an M16 practically every time. But if you add a scope, you're gonna kill someone. And I think that there's a real possibility this soldier actually caught the killer. That's what I think. And the killer just shot him and ran for it. That it's that simple. Now, one of the reasons I say that is that he fell off the roof. Now, I was talking about warfare and stuff. You don't fall off a roof. And first of all, it's very hard to shoot yourself with an M16. Now, in my unit, we had 2 suicides. One survived a vegetable. The other died. And by the way, this is common in the IDF. Don't think it's such great army for morale. There's plenty of suicides in that. Well, two in my unit alone. We had terrible officers, and it led to this. But in both cases, they sat down, and they put the gun on the floor, and then they bent over and put the barrel in the mouth, and they reached down with their thumb. It's a very complicated thing to kill yourself with an M16. It's very, very heavy. The back of an M16 is made out of thick plastic, and you just can't hold it and shoot yourself. So this guy would have to have been sitting down, and there's no kickback. He would have collapsed on the spot. He wouldn't have fallen off the roof. So I keep thinking to myself, how come the police aren't investigating the bullets, the ballistics? Let's find out whose bullet it was from, whose gun it was from. All of that has now been effectively clamped down. There's nothing to be found about that. But I think the odds are really good that this guy caught the killer and the killer killed him instead and ran away. That's my interpretation. Now we have to look at Sarkozy and what he did in Israel and why Paris would shoot him or arrange the shooting of him. Sarkozy came to Israel very well liked, and he left Israel quite hated. The reason he was well liked is he was drifting towards the Israeli point of view, the religious point of view. His son is marrying an Orthodox Jewish girl, a traditional Jewish French girl, and he's going to convert to Judaism, and he's been spending time in Israel at the Yeshivot seminaries, where he's been soaking in real patriotism. No. First time, I guess, he's ever heard this stuff.
Now, this is Sarkozy's son you're speaking of. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's his son, but we'll get to his father shortly, but I hear music.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here with Barry Shamish at Genesis.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Non-X-Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Non-X-Man, and your toenails need Non-X nail gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see them.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X nail gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic in sandals.
Oh, I will, Non-X Man.
Great. Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails.
Don't let Non-X Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Non-X nail gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest is Barry Shamish. And Barry, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get your DVDs, how they can get your books, and how they can certainly get to your website.
Well, the books, and I recommend them. Lulu is not expensive. You get a black and white copy for some books are like $13. To download them to a computer is $10. And there's a lot more information in them than I could ever give on 1,000 radio shows. And to do that, you go to Lulu, www.lulu.com. When you get to Lulu, there's a box that says search, write in my name, C-H-A-M-I-S-H, and that'll do it for you. You'll see the books. The website is barrychamish.com. Now, the DVDs, the Vatican one, the Vatican's new crusade against Jerusalem seems to be quite popular, but there are others. I'll tell you about them, and they're not expensive as well. Here's my phone number, 904-315-8075. Oh, I did that wrong. We start again, 904-315-8079. That's 904-315-8079, and we'll get you those DVDs. And now we go back to the killing. Sarkozy was heading towards actually, well, understanding the Jewish position for a while. He was really an unusual leader in Europe, and that he was understanding patriotism. His son was telling him what the dangers are and what the other solution is. And he looked like a friend to Israel. But when he arrived in Israel, he must have sensed tremendous danger because he gave a speech to the Knesset that Israelis will never forgive, never forgive. He told the Israeli people and their Knesset to divide Jerusalem. And I don't care if you're left-wing or right-wing, dividing Jerusalem is not a very popular thing to do. Okay? That's what he said. And immediately deport 300,000 Jewish residents of Judea and Samaria. Deport them. He used the word deport. That was not a message that came from Sarkozy. Someone else wrote that for him. When he got to that Ben-Gurion airport, Paris was laying in wait. The Europeans wanted, the last thing they want is a Jew who's proud of it, whose family is converting to religious Judaism. They don't want that. I have a feeling that Sarkozy is just too out of step with the Vatican, and Paris was put in power to put an end to Sarkozy. That's what I think happened at the airport. Now we're talking speculation. All the rest wasn't. The facts are accurate. The reason, I admit, I'm speculating a bit, but there's a lot, there's a feeling about this that that's the right thing to speculate about. I think, quite frankly, Sarkozy was not European enough, and Paris did the dirty work on behalf of the Vatican to snuff him out. There. I did it.
All right, fine. Well, of course, whatever it was, why it failed, and certainly Sarkozy will go back and take up his position there.
He's never going back to Israel. It's the last time he goes to Israel.
I'm sure he probably won't be invited again, but he is certainly one of the leaders.
No, he won't go back again. You think he doesn't know that there was an attack on him, that he was almost assassinated there?
No, I'm sure he does. I'm sure he's smart enough to realize that he was living on borrowed time when he got out of there.
The invitation or not, he's not. I don't think you'll see another world leader of the status of a Sarkozy anywhere near Israel for the very far distant future. Nobody's going to take that risk again.
But of course, if they want to get Sarkozy, they will get him when he's back in France. It's going to be very interesting to see what happens.
He'll behave himself from now on. I think he got the... It's like Reagan getting the lesson that don't fool around with Bush. He's running the White House after Reagan was almost killed in an assassination attempt. You get the message and you behave yourself after these things.
Okay, go ahead. Okay, is there anything else now with that story, or should we go on to something else?
Oh, I think there's another story that we should definitely go on to. Now, when I read Israeli writers, truly I'm disgusted. Nobody understands. Nobody scratches the surface even a bit. They're very good at criticizing what's going wrong, and they're very good at taking a personality and tearing it to bits. Certainly Olmert and Livni, Foreign Minister C.P. Livni, have been torn to bits by the writers, but no one understands what is actually happening. Now, there was an article originally in Forbes magazine about the horrible trust system in Israel, a monopoly system that America, even in the 1890s when the antitrust acts were passed, it was never this bad. According to Forbes magazine, 12 Israeli families own 60% of all public companies. And it's not just families, it's people. Now imagine 12 people in America owning 60% of all the public companies. There are too many laws preventing that, but not in Israel. Now, Aryeh Shavit in Haaretz magazine wrote a very good reply to the Forbes magazine article where he added some important information. Now, number one, of the 12 families, the CFR, Chaim Saban is one. He's a member of the CFR. And Lev Leviev. These are names you don't have to go into right now. The big one that stands out, two of the 12 families, people, individuals, who own 60% of the Israeli companies are Charles Bronfman and Matthew Bronfman. In other words, these two Bronfmans, Charles is Matthew's uncle. Matthew's father is Edgar Bronfman of the Council on Foreign Relations. They own 1/6 of the 60%. They own 10% of Israel's public companies are the Bronfmans. Now, what Shavit did in kind of a satirical way, but it was an important way, he exposed the fact that Kadima, that is the party of Ehud Olmert, was bought by this trust, by this industrial trust. They are paying for Olmert's career. They order Olmert to do whatever they want. That's what it comes down to. What you have is a control of the Israeli... not just the Israeli monopoly, which means you can't set up your own company. And believe me, these people are vicious. I remember Reichman, he was from Toronto, wanted to open up his own cellular and communications company. He was found dead in his hotel room with lots of suspicions. They don't allow people to trample on their territory. And 60% of all public companies means you cannot... be a free enterprise businessman in Israel. It can't be done. It just can't be done. And that's why 31,000 Israelis a year move to the United States, where there is some freedom to set up your own business. But the real issue is the political control that these 12 individuals have over the Israeli government. That's the real issue. And the fact is that Olmert, who's a dope, I mean, he's just a stupid dope, but he's taking his instructions from two Bronfman brothers. Not brothers, two Bronfmans, Charles and Matthew Bronfman. He's taking instructions from them, and that means he's taking instructions from the Council on Foreign Relations. And that's the story of Israel's economy and the monopolies and the trusts. They are running the politicians. It's a complicated story. Shavit was the first person to say that, but, excuse me, he did not use the term CFR. That simple. He didn't get to the bottom of it. He came closer than anyone else this week to getting to the truth, but he still didn't get there.
Well, I think that if we were to look around the United States, we would find that the people who own most of the major corporations and banks in the United States are also members of the Council on Foreign Relations, and all of our major corporations have interlocking boards of directors with just a few people who will sit on the boards of directors of a half a dozen or a dozen companies, and of course, they all interlock for a common goal. In fact, you remember that Condoleezza Rice was sitting on the board of Chevron, which is now Exxon, I believe, Exxon, Chevron, and of course, really in America, you have Exxon Mobil and you have Chevron, the two major oil companies here in the United States. And here was Condoleezza Rice sitting on the board of Chevron before, of course, she becomes National Security Advisor and then Secretary of State. But we never talk about that, do we?
Well, I think that someone besides me who's got his own obsessions and interests should find out how these oil companies are actually exploiting the American people and making record profits, and trace it back to the Bush family and Condoleezza Rice and James Baker. But that's not me.
Well, of course, I really think if you really trace this back, you're going to find an awful lot of this goes right back into the Rockefeller family. David Rockefeller, who openly admits being part of a cabal that is plotting to establish a new international order. I think the Rockefellers are certainly far more wealthy than Warren Buffett and certainly Bill Gates, but the American media is controlled, and they will point their finger at those two men without ever mentioning the power the Rockefellers had for almost a century over the destiny of our country.
Well, let's go back to Israel for a second.
All right, let's go back to Israel.
Now, this is a personal story. Did I hear music?
No, we've got about 5 minutes.
Oh, boy, I'm going to do this fast then. It's a personal story, but a kind of a good one. Danny Yatom resigned from politics, and nobody knows why, of the Labor Party, walked out of the Knesset, and he's never going back again. Danny Yatom was head of the Mossad, and we were interviewed on the same television show. Now, this was a week when I was interviewed on four shows because a documentary on Channel 2 in Israel found Rabin's shirt and jacket and found the bullet hole, as I accurately wrote, from the front. And suddenly I got an amazing amount of attention. So I get invited to this show. It's five against one. I remember one was a professor who had theories on the mentality of conspiracy theorists, and I had to listen to that garbage. Another was Penina Guy. She was the prosecutor of the Yigal Amir Tel Aviv court. But then there was Danny Yatom. Now, Dan, I remember on the show, he just blasted the rabbis, blasted the religious. And when he finished with that, and it was a long tirade, I said to the host, I said, he just smeared half the country. I got that in. Now, the really interesting part, now remember, this is the head of the Mossad that I'm talking with, was in the lobby afterwards. I've been treated like dirt, of course, for the whole show. But Danny Yatom still wants to talk to me. Who knows why? And I said to him, Mr. Yatom, And I repeat, I'm talking to the head of the Mossad now. Whatever that means, that's pretty serious. I said, Mr. Yatom, you know Shai Bichai of the Observer of London. And he stopped. He just stopped in his tracks. He said, Shai Bichai said, did a front page story claiming that because of your knowledge of what happened in the Rabin assassination, you used it to make Netanyahu appoint you head of the Mossad. And he stares at me. I mean, he's stunned. And then you have a fake smile, a smile of disdain. And he says, if I knew what happened in the Rabin assassination, I wouldn't be head of the Mossad. I'd be rich. And to me, that made no sense. I mean, that's just a giveaway. What do you mean you'd be rich? Who'd pay you for that? The key of the matter was that he did get appointed. The report from the Observer was right. That's how Danny Yatom got ahead. He knew too much about how Rabin was murdered, and I caught him on that, and he did not take it well, but nonetheless, I would say respected me for knowing it. You got to get my book, Who Murdered Yitzhak Rabin? There's a whole issue with Danny Yatom. He is now out of the Knesset. How much time do we have?
You've got about 2.5 minutes.
All right. Let's go to one last simple issue, and that is the IDF announced its enlistment figures this week. The IDF, of course, Israel Defense Forces. Only 52% of Israeli youth now enlist in the IDF. Now, this is down, they say, from 59% in 2002. I assure you it's down. When I did the Army, everyone enlisted. There was no future for you in the country if you didn't serve in that Army. In my days, the figures were in the 80s, with religious Israelis being exempt. You still have the figure in the 80s. 52% is a scandal. But there's a worse scandal. There are now in Israel, according to the IDF, 7,000 draft dodgers. Now, look, Israel is a very small place. That's like America, let's see, it's 3 million versus 300 million. That's like America having 70,000 draft dodgers. That's what Israel's got, 7,000 draft dodgers. And I got to tell you, you have cops that won't shoot at terrorists as they're killing Israelis. The youth of Israel they don't view it as an honor to serve in their army anymore. And that is an extremely dangerous turn of events.
But I think, of course, what we're seeing is an organized plan to turn the Jewish people against their government, against their military, just as here in the United States is an organized effort to turn our people against our government without pointing out there's nothing wrong with our government. It's simply been taken over by wicked people. We should be opposing the wicked people who control the United States, not turning our back on our government. In the same way in Israel, it is not that the idea of Israel is wrong, but it is certainly the wicked people who have taken control of Israel who interlock with the same wicked people who control the United States. Would you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Okay, we're out of time, Barry. So we'll look forward to talking to you next week. And always fascinating. Our guest has been Barry Shamish.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye. God bless. We'll talk to you later. And we'll be back here in just a moment to wrap up today's program. Right here at the Genesis Communication Network.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our Founding Fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and of course, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners, Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and if you're out there listening to us, we do hope that many of you will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters and helping us, and if you're not in a position to help, why at least tell others about our programs and encourage them to listen. Now, of course, we are all concerned about the skyrocketing price of oil. Let me suggest that we've got a great four-tape set. It includes interviews with Lindsay Williams. And, of course, it's called The Oil Deception. It's got interviews with other people. The oil, peak oil is a scam. It is a scam that aimed at, first of all, of impoverishing the American people, be getting out of our cars, lowering our living standards. They know what they're doing, and they're doing it intentionally. And then, of course, at this time, of course, the skyrocketing price of oil will destroy the airline industry, the trucking industry, the farming industry, and have an impact on every aspect of your life. The Oil Deception, a four-tape or four-CD set, very good information. And we now have a new DVD. Most of you have never had an opportunity to see it before. It's called the Energy Non-Crisis. It features, of all people, Lindsay Williams. And, of course, as you know, Lindsay has been silenced. He's not allowed to talk about what's going on, but we do have this DVD. It was shot, I believe, earlier this year. Very well done. Really the best DVD that Lindsay has done. So we certainly hope that many of you will want to get that. It's called the Energy Non-Crisis DVD. And, of course, it's available. Both items are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, if you like to remember it that way. And, of course, if you order either or both items, let me suggest that you ask for a copy of my two newsletters, Peak Oil and Peak Oil 1. They will give you tremendous insight and help you to be able to convince others that this whole thing is a scam. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want you to know about it. then to put the things into their proper spiritual perspective, let me suggest some DVDs we have. One of them is called The Secret Mystery of America's Beginning. It's very professionally done. And then, of course, we have a sequel called Riddles in Stone, The Secret Architecture of Our Nation's Capital, going back, of course, built in the late 1700s. But you have to understand that there have always been secret societies here in the United States. They even long antedated the organization of Masonry in the United States. Of course, we're talking about the Rosicrucians, which are a continuation of the secret society that was associated with the mystery religions, which certainly Plato was involved with, was Aristotle and Alexander the Great. And, of course, most great leaders have been associated with the secret organizations and secret societies, and that's where they got their phenomenal power. That's how Alexander the Great was able to accomplish what he did with an army of 35,000 Macedonians to take on a million-man army of Darius the Great. How could he possibly do that and win? Well, of course, there was an invisible force behind him. And that, of course, then takes you into my story of the Brotherhood of Darkness, the people who really run the world. And you can get the book, you can get the DVD, or you can certainly get either the CD or the audio tapes of the Brotherhood of Darkness. Then, of course, you need to get my talk on the forbidden secret, because there really is a forbidden secret out there. And once you know that secret, it'll change everything that you believe. And then, of course, we have another talk called The Planned Police State. Now, both of the two latter come with a syllabus, and we recommend you get the syllabus. We want you to have the documentation. We want you to be able to present it to others so that you can convince them as well. Because, certainly, what you want to do is get somebody to listen to the or watch the DVD. Ask them what they think of it. Don't tell them what a great DVD is. Ask them for their opinion. And, of course, you flatter them a little bit. They'll watch it, and hopefully they'll be convinced. Then go to our website at RadioLiberty.com and look at the video section there, but specifically look at the other video section. There's some amazing, amazing videos there every American needs to see. We'll be back in a moment here at Radio Liberty.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home.